Chapter 58. January 17th of year 19. I had actually hoped I would eventually be able to forget the shock I suffered the day before yesterday. By today, for instance. Shouldn't 2 days be enough to get such a trauma out of the head of an adult? Particularly because in the end, everything worked out fine. All this self-recrimination. After I descended the tree, I was consumed with worry about what might have happened to Adam and Eve, until I finally could walk on 2 legs again. Of course, all my scenarios ended with their deaths. I did not know my imagination could be so cruel. I am essentially an optimist, even if I am in danger myself, as I know well. Otherwise, I would not have survived the events on Enceladus. But the fact that Adam and Eve had disappeared must have deactivated some control mechanisms in me. Luckily, my thought processes were still working. The inventory module reported that a flashlight, a rope, some food, and a shoulder bag were missing. That's not what predators would usually drag away. Therefore, Adam and Eve must have gone for a hike. Their destination must have been related to the Battle of the Trees, so I first walked to the edge of the forest. North or south? The tracks I discover point in both directions. I probably would have gone to the north if I had not heard Eve's voice just then from the south. Afterward, everything happened very rapidly. I was immensely relieved when I pulled Adam out of the pit, and therefore I delayed the dressing down he deserved for the following day. But by then, scolding him did not seem to matter anymore, somehow, and particularly because I wanted to tell Adam and Eve about the signal. I have reserved this piece of information for today. "Well, due to all this excitement, we haven't had a chance to discuss the results of my excursion," I began. Eve gives me a sheepish look. I'm absolutely sure the idea to wander off did not come from her. "Yes," Adam says, dutifully and without much enthusiasm. "Then tell us about it." "The risk of us being squashed by fighting or running trees during the coming week is relatively low. 2%, to be exact." "Well, that's what I figured," Adam says. "Otherwise, you would have already hurried us along." I nod. I try to mention the decisive detail in a very casual fashion. "Oh, by the way, up there on the leaf canopy, I once again detected the signal that led us here," I say. Neither is saying anything. They seem to need some time to absorb the information and realize what it means. Eve is the first to jump up. "We have to check on this right away," she says. "Who knows for how long it can be received?" Adam nods vigorously. "I have triangulated the origin of the signal," I reply. "Its source is far in the east. We could never get there within 9 days. "It doesn't matter how long it takes us," Adam says. "Yes, it does," Eve answers in my place. "The next flare will arrive in 9 days. "We could at least march a few days closer to our destination and build a new bunker there," he suggests. "That's way too risky," I say. "We are not even finished here, and we don't know what the soil would be like at another location. If it's solid rock, for example, we would need much more time with the equipment we have." "But Eve is right," Adam says. "The signal is probably going to disappear again soon. Maybe it's already gone now. Why didn't you inform us earlier?" "Because I suspected something like this, I think. I knew you would want to start out right away." "We wouldn't have made it either way," I answer evasively. "You waited to tell us so that we would have to wait out the flare here," Adam accuses me. "If you continue being so impertinent, I'll leave you in the pit the next time, together with your spider friend," I threaten him jokingly. "That would have been better," Adam retorts. "At least the spider didn't lie to me." "I have a second interesting piece of news," I say. "Oh, really?" Adam asks with a skeptical look. "The glyphs," I explain. "Thanks to the text on the roof of the building you discovered, we now know more about them." "That doesn't sound as if you actually deciphered them." "That would be saying too much. I now know more about their structure. The signs on the beam, for instance, show the way to a specific destination, but we will never know which destination it is. For that, we would need some context. At least the location where the beam was originally placed." "And what about the text on the roof?" Adam asks. "It describes the function of the building," I reply. "Decisions were made there, so it might have been some kind of town hall. The text invites persons to appear there with questions and problems."
"That doesn't tell us anything about the inhabitants of the planet."
"Yes, Adam. Unfortunately, that is true.
but they must have possessed communal structures, and there probably would not have been a civilization without them. They had a writing system and were technologically more advanced than humanity, at least by a few thousand years ago when these structures were created.
That makes finding the signal even more important, Adam says.
Once we make it through the flare, we have another 40 days, I say. We are going to find the signal source during that time, I promise.